Hey, got a concert to tell you about coming up tomorrow night, Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Bloomfield High School Library. Don White will be appearing. Don grew up in a multicultural family in Lynn, Massachusetts, an award-winning singer, songwriter, comedian, author, storyteller, and he joins us right now on the Talk of Connecticut. Don, good morning. How are you?
Thank you, sir.
You're a singer, songwriter, comedian, author, storyteller. What don't you do?
I also install security systems in people's houses.
Do you really?
That was my day job until probably 15 years ago, so sure, yeah.
I actually have a friend that does that, and he's told me some interesting stories, but we won't go into that. Are you sure they can't get into that window, Don? Right? Yeah, you met that person. Listen, I want 18 latches on my door. But listen.
Well, we had sometimes some people wanted just to not to keep the bad guys up, but to keep their kids in.
Oh, right. That's great. That is very funny. So what segued you from doing that, from installing security systems, to becoming a singer, songwriter, comedian, author, and storyteller?
Well, I did them both at the same time. I had kids and, you know, a wife and a house and all that. So I'm like my dad. My dad grew up during the Depression. I would rather cut off an arm than relinquish a stream of revenue. So I did them both at the same time. I would work all day. Sometimes I would moonlight at night doing alarms. But whenever I had free time, I would pop into Cambridge. I lived near Boston, and I would play music and meet people, and eventually I got a gig doing comedy and sort of blended comedy and folk singing, but I did them simultaneously is the short answer.
Great, great. Oh, yeah, so you did the folk scene over there. Did you do the folk scene in Harvard Square over there?
Yeah, I did it in Harvard, yep.
Well, I'm a BU guy. I went to BU, so I love Boston.
My wife works over there. Actually.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah.
So she's a terrier. Very nice. Good, good, good.
Well, all musicians need a wife with insurance.
So you're going to be right near where we are. You're going to be at Bloomfield High School tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. What do folks get from a Don White show? If they go to see you tomorrow night, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to try to be funny and entertaining and take them away from their troubles for a couple of hours. That's usually the goal. It's hard to explain what I do. There's a lot of video out there. You can check and see if you want. But it's this weird mix of storytelling and stand-up and songs and so on. Mostly like to just take people away from their troubles, really, and get them laughing and having fun. And then we'll throw sort of a serious moment in there so the thing doesn't feel trite, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun. It's a good, fun night. I've been doing it a long time. I travel all around the country, and I'm looking forward to being down there. I'm going to spend the day in the school working with the kids and the teachers there on some things that I've done up here in Lynn. So I'm going to spend the whole day down there and then do the concert at night.
So you're obviously passionate about your music. You're going to be in the school. And you know, Don, I've always said I think that, and I'm sure, I hope you'll agree with me, that, you know, I don't think, and I have friends of mine who are teachers, public, private, you know, parochial, charter school, all over the gamut. I know a lot of teachers. And I really think it's too bad that there's not, I know some schools do a decent job, but I think, Don, we need as much, if not more, music taught among the arts in school, because, you know, hitting kids at a young age from grade school on up through high school, you know, you're going to hit those one or two or three kids in every school who are really going to become great musicians. And I really, I'm really passionate about music being exposed to kids.
I'm glad to hear you say that. And I work here. I started a thing here called Speak Up, which is an open mic where you can do whatever you want as long as you keep it within a certain time frame. Mm-hmm. There's no real rules here. And so it's been really successful. It's 10 years running now, and it was designed to reach the people in the community that are hard to reach, kids who are homeless and kids who have, you know, parents have drug problems and all that. We have a lot of that going on here where I live. And so it's been really successful. So I'm going to talk to the teachers a little bit about the structure that we created that was able to draw these kids off the fringes and into some sense of community and help them find their voice. So that's sort of the primary reason why I'm going down there. And then I'm going to talk to the school, the band students, mm-hmm. about my career path, which is an unorthodox one, and then do the concert at night.
Your bio says, and it emphasizes, you grew up in a multicultural family in Lynn. How did that affect your music and your presentation?
Well, you know, it's funny. That came out of an interview I did recently down there, so it's really not part of my bio, but my culture is that my mother is... My grandparents are from Greece, mm-hmm. and my on the other side, it's Irish. So it's not like a stunning cultural diversity, but in terms of, well, you may know, like in the 50s when they got married, it was really difficult. The two cultures were, the two churches didn't like each other. They, mm-hmm. My grandfather wouldn't go to the wedding and all of that. So the two cultures are really different. And so it's affected me a lot. I feel like I have two people inside of me when I'm up there. Like the Greek side of me is very emotional and very coming from the heart, kind of, you know, when they want to hug you and put their hands on you and all of that. And then the Irish side is more of that sort of quick wit and not really that big on hugging.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, yeah. Musical influences. Who were some of your early influences and who do you still enjoy today?
Well, I like the storytellers, and so I'm going to put Arlo Guthrie at the top, mm-hmm. and I just got recently to meet him and to perform with him and to play at the church where Alice's Restaurant was filmed, I got to tell him how much I appreciated the fact that he could be so engaging with his conversation and talk for the whole side of an album and be funny and musical, and he made it seem so easy that I was 10 years into trying to figure out how to do it before I realized how hard it was and that he was just making it look easy because he was so good at it. Mm-hmm. So that was a bucket list moment for me to be able to say that to him.
That's amazing that you get to meet your musical idol. Not too many musicians get to do that.
Well, that's kind of the thing that I want to say to these young people there, that nobody in my family went to college. They all worked in factories. We all can't, you know, this town is tough here. There's a lot of opiate problems, and, you know, it's just a tough place. But if you find your voice, you don't know where it'll bring you. And I have a really remarkable life. It's under the radar. I'm not hugely famous, but I work every weekend, and every weekend my job brings me to places to meet people that are interesting, so I'm constantly learning as a result of having found my creative voice. So I really, it's a message I really want to tell young people, that it's not, that it's worth it even if you don't make a ton of money from it, because it gives you this rich life. That's kind of the goal.
Yeah. I mean, I have relatives who are in bands, and they say the same thing. It's, you know, they make some money on the weekends. They make coffee money, or they can buy a couple of extra things, but it's the enjoyment they get out and away from their 9-to-5 jobs. Right, Don?
That's exactly right, and I did both for a long time until music got to the place where it could sustain itself. So I'm totally familiar with that. I would look forward to the weekends, not just to play the music. That becomes secondary in time, but it's the people that you meet, the other artists that you meet, mm-hmm. the people that you engage with, the way that your mind is constantly being stimulated because you're going to new places and learning new things. So it's a great quality in a job, actually.
So check it out tomorrow night, folks. Wednesday, October 17th, 7 p.m. at the Bloomfield High School Library. Don White in concert. Number to call, 860-243-9721. 860-243-9721. Don White, good luck tomorrow. Have fun at the school, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Don, appreciate it. Thank you. So check it out, folks. Engaging gentlemen there. You get a little comedy, some storytelling, and some great folk music. And I know a lot of folks are passionate about folk music. I have friends of mine who actually work in the business, so check it out. Don White in concert, Bloomfield High School Library, 5 Huckleberry Lane in Bloomfield, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. All right, news next from Fox News Radio. And I promise you, we'll come back.